Hello, friends, and welcome to the Optimized Advisor Podcast, where we focus on optimizing the well-being and best practices of insurance and financial professionals today. On this show, our objective is to help you optimize your life, optimize your profession, and learn from other optimized advisors. I'm your host, Scott Heinola. We hope you enjoy the show. So Dan Anderson, welcome to the Optimized Advisor Podcast. I certainly appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today and share your story.
Great. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me. Nice to meet the virtual audience.
So you and I were both introduced via Bill Bonk.
Yes.
I got to ask, how did you meet Mr. William Bonk? What's the backdrop there? And then maybe if you could go into, you know, you, your history, your story, why we're here today.
So it's funny, I met Bill Bonk at a recent Libra IMO event that took place a few months ago. Obviously, Bill being a Libra member, me coming off the board after serving on the Libra board for a number of years. So I'm no longer in my insurance distribution skin. I stepped out of my insurance distribution skin in 2024 to pursue a dream. And that dream we're going to share with this audience today. But prior to 2004, I spent almost 40 years in the insurance distribution business. I started my career in the late 80s, founded a firm called Insurance Exchange. I was fortunate enough to sell that in 2001 to BISYS, B-I-S-Y-S, which is now Crump. Served my tour of duty there, ran national sales on behalf of Crump, and left there after 3.5 years. Sat on the sidelines for 18 months and founded Madison Brokers in 2006. And then long and behold, in 2019, a company called Acrisure came along. And Acrisure made me an offer I couldn't refuse. It was a fantastic opportunity for Acrisure and my firm. So I sold Acrisure in 2019, fulfilled my obligation. And in 2024, I have my longtime partner, Craig Korn, and I've known each other for 30 plus years. We shared similar visions that we wanted to do something meaningful in the financial services space. Craig coming out of the structured finance business, me coming out of the insurance distribution business. We put our heads together and came up with a pretty creative opportunity. So that's my history, and that's how I met Bill. Bill saw me present to the Libra partners. That audience was roughly 90 insurance distributor audiences. And Bill was obviously impressed with what I had to say, and I'm fortunate to participate on this video today. So thank you, Scott.
Well, I'm chomping at the bit. So tell me, what is your current venture? Spill the beans, sir.
Well, I hear the beans. So Cornerstone Financing is the name of the organization, that the company that myself and Craig Korn have founded, as I said, back in 2024. So we created a product called Chiefs. And what we're doing at the highest level, those individuals that own their home outright or have a ton of home equity, a dormant asset class, we found a clever way to convert dormant asset into active asset class, into tax-free cash. And coming out of the insurance distribution business, we all know that obviously insurance has the ultimate leverage. You write a small check to receive a big benefit. So the biggest hurdle that I've had in my insurance career the last 35 plus years supporting agents and advisors nationally is we get to the finish line, we spend months on developing the need, and we spend another month developing the underwriting, issuing the policy, and it comes down to funding it. And as we all know, there's only three ways really to finance or fund policies today. Obviously, cash on hand, obviously liquidating a percentage of your investment portfolio, or commercial financing for those who qualify and those who have the network to support commercial financing. So now we came up with a clever alternative of literally selling a percentage of your home. It's no different than liquidating a percentage of your AUM, but liquidate a percentage of your home. But what's so unique about what we're doing is we will not participate in any greater than 50% equity in an individual's home. We like to say that we're a minority investor, but the seller maintains 100% control of the home. They live in the home. They enjoy the home. We don't reside in the home. And when that seller decides to exit a chief, voluntary or involuntary being death, we receive our percentage or share of the home at the time of transfer, whether the home price is up or down. So we cap our investment, but we have unlimited downside risk in the transaction.
Interesting. So how does that, you know, from a layman's standpoint, differ from that of your traditional reverse mortgage or HECM?
Yep. So a reverse mortgage and HECM are two totally very different instruments. Reverse mortgage has a lot of rails on it. Number one, it's really a last resort type product, where our product Chiefs is the smart product. Reverse mortgage has, you know, underwriting, financial underwriting, a reverse mortgage, you can't take out a reverse mortgage with a existing mortgage. In the existing mortgage, you have to pay off the first. So therefore, your net proceeds are watered down. The expense and the costs associated with the reverse are 10x, 15x of our program. And again, with a reverse, the longer you're in a reverse, eventually you're upside down in that transaction where you no longer have equity. And then lastly, age requirement. You have to be 62 years or greater. So with a chief, there's no financial underwriting. There's no age requirement. There's no expiration and or duration. You could buy us out of the transaction at any time. It's really a unique opportunity. And the fee structure is much less than a reverse mortgage. Our fee structure is as follows. We charge 1.5% on what we originate. So in a $1 million home, let's assume that $1 million home is zero debt on it. On that $1 million home, we stroke a check for $100,000. Our fee is $1,500, which is pretty neat. But more importantly, home equity today is $35 trillion. It is a massive amount of home equity. And more importantly, 41% of every home in the U.S. is debt-free. So the audience is enormous. And obviously, most individuals that have zero mortgage or very little debt are that 50 and above crowd. And the older you get, typically the less debt you have. And that's really our audience for which we're serving, is the mass affluent to highly affluent individuals who have a choice. They're not looking at this as a survival product. They're looking at a Chiefs as a smart product. Because every time you liquidate an asset, it has consequences. And I'll give you a big piece of data. Last year, the insurance industry, $450 billion was the insurance industry, specifically made up of annuities, life insurance, and long-term care. But more importantly, $450 billion came out of active investing. Last year, the S&P 500, 24%. So those individuals that wrote checks for $450 billion missed out on an opportunity cost of an excess of $100 billion. So there's no different than selling, as I said earlier, a percentage of your investment account versus selling a percentage of your home to fund critically important retirement needs or any need. And again, we don't mandate how the proceeds are being used. There is a number of applications that are that have been brought to our attention on the use of proceeds on behalf of a Chiefs.
Okay, so you scratched the surface on a little bit of the profile, the client profile, 50 plus, higher net worth, you know, little or no mortgage, a lot of equity. Beyond that, double click further, or maybe even give me a case scenario. Let's kind of walk down the path of what an ideal client profile would look like and then what the execution would be.
Okay.
That would be incredibly helpful.
Yep. So again, as I mentioned earlier, we don't have any age requirements. So if you've got a 25-year-old that has a $600,000 home that's debt-free, they're a client. That same
that's a very important point to make, right? There are no age limitations per se. As long as the financial metrics make sense,
as long
there's
as
opportunity.
Right. We don't underwrite the individual. We underwrite the home equity.
Got it.
But, you know, we will not participate in any home LTV, loan to value, greater than 50%. So an individual's got a 10% loan to value. Yes, we can do it cheap. If they're already at 50% loan to value, they're not a candidate. So that's our audience. And the audience is tremendous. And again, that piece of information I gave you earlier, 41% of every home in the U.S. is debt-free. I think the data is 65% of every home in the U.S. has less than a 10% loan to value. So the audience is enormous. And again, owning your home or having 100% equity in your home does not improve your lifestyle. If you could still own your home and enjoy all the benefits of homeownership and sell 25% of your home to free up tax-free proceeds and use those proceeds to improve your lifestyle, it's a game changer. And that's our mission.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. The younger example of, let's say, somebody who's, I don't know, 40 or 50, you know, maybe only a 10 or 20% loan to value in their home. So good candidate, they meet the metrics. Is there an exit strategy? And what would the purpose be for somebody of that age, as an example, to tap into a Chiefs? And then what's the long-term strategy on the back end?
Okay, so the strategy for the individual, that we don't set the strategy. We rely on the advisor population to set the strategy. And as you know, everybody's needs are different. If their income needs, if it's debt consolidation needs, if it's a buy another piece of another home, if it's to fund a 529, if it's to fund a large IUL policy or a second to die with the legacy opportunity, whether it's an LTC need. I mean, the need, the applications are enormous. So you talk about exit. We don't have any expiration on our exit. So individuals can exit three ways. One, they could pay us off at any time. No prepayment penalties. Two, when they die, obviously it's due. The chief's proceeds are due. And then lastly, they can refinance us out of the trade at any time. For instance, here's a unique, on that same $1 million home, we stroke a check for $100,000 today. And in 10 years, that $1 million home is sold for $500,000. We receive our percentage on $500,000. That client still has access to that $100,000. There's no clawback on those proceeds. Okay, so again, we've got unlimited downside, but we cap our upside. We have a cap. On that $100,000 example, we cap our ultimate participation in that home at 22.5% of the value of the home, up or down, ultimately. So for every dollar we invest, I'll go through this again, for every dollar we initially invest in the form of a percentage, we ultimately will earn 2.25% of that home, up or down. And that is in lieu of any payments. Again, there's zero payments. There is never a payment required. If the client wishes to buy us out after the first year, as an example, back to that $1 million home, back to that $100,000 check that we stroke. Let's say after the first year, that home appreciates to $2 million. We don't get 10 or 12% on $2 million. We get return of proceeds, which is $100,000, plus 12.99%. That's it. So again, that's our capped interest rate. We can never earn greater than 12.99% up until our ultimate cap. So it's the lesser of, ultimately the cap, or 12.99, whichever comes first.
That's great. So when you have an interested party, they say, this is too good to be true. What's your response there?
Well, we're not the first clever individuals to think about this product. This home equity instruments or investments, they've been out for the last 5 or 10 years. And unfortunately, those products have been designed for credit repair and or a reverse alternative. Mm-hmm. We actually cleaned it up. We extracted all the fees, made it highly consumer friendly, filed a patent 18 months ago. We've got tremendous financial backing. We've raised a $285 million revolver credit facility. I can share with our who our partners are, Nomura Bank, which is a large Japanese bank. They're our partner, as well as Aquiline, which is a private equity firm based out of New York City. And what's interesting about Aquiline, Aquiline is founded by Jeff Greenberg, son of Hank Greenberg from AIG. But what's really neat, to put some icing on the cake, both those institutions have a 10% ownership interest in Cornerstone Financing. So obviously they believe in what we're doing, not just in the short term, but the long term. So our desire is to generate $285 million of chiefs per week. And that potentially could be $285 million of insurance premiums per week, which is amazing. Also, what I didn't mention, Scott, this product, one of the large mutual companies came to us and said, wow, we love your program. Have you contemplated using this for in-force premium funding? And we're like, wow, it's a fantastic idea. Now, those whole life contracts that are properly mature, they're in 10 years or greater of existence. And for every excess dollar or premium you put in, you get massive cash appreciation and death benefit appreciation. And accordingly, there's no better opportunity to use chiefs funding, you know, using converting dormant home equity to cash to fund in-force structures versus liquidating AUM at a potential 24% S&P opportunity. Pretty powerful.
It is powerful. So who is your ideal advisor? Who can have access to this? How do they get access to it? What state's it available in? Let's dive a little bit further now on the, you know, the advisor perspective and usage.
So any advisor could come knocking on our door. Obviously, we initially targeted my natural audience, which is the insurance investment advisor. But right. Some of the advisor community that have come to us are the RRAs, the wealth advisors. They see this as portfolio protection. It's the first time ever they can bring an asset class, you know, without any debt in a holistic opportunity, planning opportunity, which is pretty powerful. Retirement specialists love this. Elder care attorneys for planning. Trust and estate tax attorneys love this. You've got a home that's already in trust that's paid for. It's a dormant asset class. We'll do a chief. Put the proceeds back to the trust. Use those proceeds to buy a big fat life insurance policy, in the same trust without gift tax, enormous leverage. Financial planners, obviously. Premium finance brokers. We've looked at a number of transactions where individuals, policyholders are coming to Cornerstone for premium finance rescue. They're tapped out on equity other than their home, but they'll convert a percentage of their home to cash to use that as a funding mechanism for premium finance, you know, upside down opportunity. CPAs love this. Charitable organizations, you know, individuals that are draining their AUM and donating $50,000 to their institution or their college or their synagogue or whatever, well, you can donate 2% of your home and get a deduction and still enjoy 100% of your lifestyle because you're not liquidating your AUM. Realtors love this product. Trust departments love this product. Home healthcare agencies, individuals who did not have the opportunity to buy long-term care, in lieu of an AUM drain, sell the home because eventually, as we all know, once they're tapped out of cash, the government's going to take their home. Mm-hmm. So why not you achieve first, preserve the AUM, sell the maximum amount of your home to gracefully age in your home. Divorce community. This a divorce lawyer came knocking on my door about 4 months ago and said, wow, do you understand the product that you have for divorce? I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean? Husband and wife are married, need some liquidity. Somebody wants to stay in the home. It's typically the spouse with the kids. The husband doesn't want to throw mom out of the home, but the husband needs the proceeds. Do a chief in a non-debt environment to buy out the other couple who is not residing in the home. And gray divorce, the divorce of 60 years and older is almost 2x that, I'm told, of individuals younger than 60 years of age. And that's a bigger issue because, again, they don't have the ability to continue to earn. So, again, these are just some of the applications that we have come knocking on our front door of utilization of chiefs. And candidly, Scott, there's more and more bubbling up every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conversation I just had with one of our advisors who's working with a client. I think she owned about 6 or 7 rental properties. She's in her mid-50s. She's getting tired of the risk and the liability of owning the properties and dealing with renters and being a landlord and everything that goes along with that, right? So she came to the advisor of saying, look, I'm used to this amount of income generating it via the real estate investments that I do have. What options do you have to help me solve that problem? Well, chiefs would be a great option for her to tap into some of those real estate assets that are 100% owned, according to her. And
let me just bump in. So our program is specifically used for owner occupied.
Yeah, got it. No, I understand. So not the investment properties, but she does have two. So let's talk about that. It would be only her primary residence, not her second home either.
No, it could be her primary, second, third, or 14th home, as long as they're owner-occupied.
Understand.
In her underwriting guideline, we clearly state each property cannot be rented for any duration greater than 90 days. So if you've got a beach house in Cape Cod and somebody comes and you rent it for 6 weeks a year, we're good. We're more than good.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a chief strategy with life insurance utilization to balance out the second generation equitable distribution. And 4 children in a family, they have a beach house. It's difficult for 4 children to slice and dice a beach house up in a quarter.
Right.
So typically that's sold and whoever the big financial dog is in the family might take it down at a discounted value. Well, there's life insurance strategies out there in a trust that will be used to pay off heirs and equalization for beneficiaries in a secondary home or candidly in any state.
Yeah, we it's interesting that you mentioned that because we have a strategy that we call the Cottage Family Trust. And it's exactly that, to protect that vacation home where all of the memory or many of the memories, right, the family memories were developed over decades and to try and preserve that property for that next generation without it tearing the family apart. And in many cases, we've seen that. So, you want to do what you can to continue to make that place, that unique, that family vacation home, a place that can continue to be had and enjoyed for generations to come. And you're saying that chiefs is a great tool to help bridge that gap.
Correct. We believe so. We've seen a lot of strategies and a lot of case studies from distribution that's been brought to our attention saying, hey, check this out. Here's a really unique opportunity for Chief's utilization. But you asked the question earlier about the states we're approved in. Today, we're in 20 states. And we literally just started state approvals about 6 months ago, so we're chugging along quickly. Chiefs.com, C-H-E-I-F-S.com, obviously showcased all the states for which we're licensed. We've got calculators on there. I've got a home for, it's worth $1 million, and there's 62.5 of debt. What's the maximum amount of chief extraction I can do? Boom, that calculator will show you. And the process is real simple. Once you've identified a client at a high level, you've got a success team. He's headed up by Tyler Bassett on my team. Tyler's team, with an introduction and a handoff from the advisor to Tyler, they walk the client through the process, and the process is really simple. It's an application with no financial disclosure. It's property, social security number, any debt, where's the debt? And then from there, once that application is received, we go out and do a commercial appraisal. After that appraisal is received and agreed upon, we do title work. 24 hours after title, we fund. It's that quick. So we did our first deal in New Jersey. It's very quick. We did our first deal in New Jersey literally the day after we approved. An advisor dropped off an application. We funded the transaction 12 days later. So that's how fast and furious. And again, we couldn't get the appraisal in there for a week. So it is fast and furious funding.
Does the website speak to the state approvals?
It does.
It does. Okay.
Yes. Massachusetts, yes. Jersey, Pennsylvania on the East Coast, Ohio. We're in all the big real estate, California, Arizona, Florida, Big East, South Carolina. I think I mentioned Ohio.
Okay.
Connecticut is coming up in the next week or two.
Okay.
New York, not yet. We are filing in New York. So we will have the tri-state area nailed.
Did you mention Texas?
Texas is a tough state. And they've got some antiquated banking laws there. So Texas may be the last state. It's funny you said that, Scott. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. It does have, it's an interesting state in that it's very pro-business. But it also has some very funny and irregular guidelines and laws. So not surprising.
Yeah.
But moving on from that, I mean, there's many opportunistic states and those that are, great opportunities from a application standpoint of high net worth homes, high value homes and high net worth communities. And that's the key opportunity here.
So it's funny as I mentioned earlier, we are not in Connecticut, but we've got, I think, 9 or 11 deals warehoused already, meaning all the stuff's been done. We're just not funding until we get the approval. So we will contemplate and start doing the mechanics today with the understanding we'll give you a timeline as to exactly when we're going to be approved.
So I gotta ask Dan, how did you get this done? How did you get into this? What was your journey that you went through to get to where you are today? How did that all really happen? Double click on that for me.
Oh, that's a fantastic question. So my partner, Craig Korn, known him for 30 years. He comes out of the structured finance industry. So he is a big name in the structured credit arena, mortgage company, reverse companies. His last opportunity was a reverse company, the largest reverse company in the world, and hated it. So he exited that business, wound that down, and he and I would routinely see each other on a yearly basis. And it was literally about two years ago where we got together at a holiday party. And it's like, what are you doing? And we had lunch. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned home equity and utilization of home equity in a responsible fashion and sick and tired of the credit repair stuff and want to do something for the mass affluent. And I said, well, why don't we just harvest home equity in a highly efficient manner, give the clients 100% optionality, but really embrace insurance-related strategies because it makes a ton of sense. And we literally went on the road and we proof of concept. We spent 6 months meeting with 15 insurance carriers, 5 reinsurers, regulators, private equity, bankers, you name it, we met with them. Distribution, just to validate the concept. And that entire journey, we've heard nothing but this is brilliant. We can't wait for this to come to market. And then after that, we went out and got the funding, the $285 million revolver. And so now we're funding. We're open for business. We hit the ground running about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I do a number of presentations per day in front of the advisor audience, and it's fun. Kiplinger magazine. I'm sure this audience is very familiar with Kiplinger. Kiplinger came knocking on our door about a month ago. They heard about what we're doing. we're a featured writer in Kiplinger, I think, in 2 weeks. And we're going to have a series of articles on cornerstones and chiefs and the proper utilization or how to utilize chiefs. So again, we're getting a lot of traction in the financial press, which is really cool. We've been asked to sit on MSNBC. Candidly, we're not ready for primetime yet because we're still, you know, the sausage is still going through the grinder, but right. It's getting pretty cool.
That's very exciting. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you, gentlemen. And Chiefs, the correct way.
The right way to spell Chiefs.
The right way.
C-H-E-I-F-S.
And it's funny, our tagline is in our advertising, we say Chiefs in big green bold print. And below it says, no, it's not a misprint.
That's fantastic. You know, I really want all of our advisors to make sure they hear this episode. This is a perfect example of just enhancing your level of knowledge and expertise. You know, one of the things that as a fiduciary, if I'm that as an advisor to my clients is really being aware of how I can help them access capital, right? Whatever their time of need is, and efficient is the key word. I mean, what we all don't like, I don't know that anybody does except for maybe those that are selling reverse mortgages, is the fees that are associated with are just so punitive. And to know that there's a more efficient option that's a better fit for the consumer, which is who really matters, is really refreshing.
No question. You're funny. When Craig and I got together a couple of years ago, we had one commitment to ourselves. We want to introduce a product that is the most consumer friendly. And we built this product that if we would feel good and stand behind if we present this product to our own parents. And to do that and to come up with a product, as I said, that is that compelling for a consumer, that's the magic.
What a concept, right?
Thank you. It's fun.
For you guys. Look, you know, I wish you all the best. We will definitely be doing our part. Not just promoting this episode to through all the channels that we do have, but in particular to the Optimized Insurance Planning Network of Advisors. And we congratulate you. We wish you all the best of luck. Great. Thank you very much for your time. And till next time, cheers.
Yeah, and Scott, if anybody has any questions or requires further dialogue, it's danderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at chiefs.com, because I am the chief.
And the website is simple, chiefs.com.
You got it.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you, Scott. See you later.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Please subscribe, like, share, leave a comment, or review. Be sure to check us out on social media at Optimized Advisor Podcast. Till next time.